News Talk 1620 WTAW. Happy to have Shannon Overby here from the BCS Convention and Visitors Bureau. And you just sent me all sorts of fun things that are going on.
Oh, yeah. We keep getting busier and busier. And the month of May is kind of when we choose to celebrate tourism. National Tourism Week is the first full week of May. But we've kind of taken it and blown it up this year. We have a tourism month. So we've got four different events, one each week, that we are hoping that the community can get involved in and come out and celebrate with us.
And go ahead and start running down the list.
First thing, we've got the community celebration, and that will be May the 9th at the Wolfpen Creek Festival Grounds, the brand new festival grounds that the city of College Station built. And that is from 5 to 7 p.m. It is a free event. We're encouraging people to bring their whole families. There will be area businesses will have a tent or a booth or some kind of activity, a bounce house or face painting or ice cream, snow cones or popcorn or something. There will be some kind of event or things being given away. It's all free. And it's really just to kind of see these businesses are all touched by tourism, by travelers and visitors to our community. So we want the residents to get out and kind of see some of these businesses. Some of them are area attractions or festivals and learn what we have.
And that's a big soapbox of mine, is that so often and not meant to disparage other CVBs that I've seen at work, but sometimes there is so much attention to draw people from the outside here. Sometimes I think we forget to promote ourselves because we are our best ambassadors for bringing people here.
Exactly. I can say probably at least 90% of our conventions and meetings that come into our community are a result of a resident that is a member of an association or a member of a church group that they want to bring an event to our area and show off our community. So absolutely, we need to market it to our residents.
And even though it may not directly affect hotel occupancy tax funds, just talking to friends and relatives from out of town, they may even be within driving distance. What are you doing this weekend? Well, I don't know. Well, this is happening at such and such a place, whether it's the Bush Library or we got a Bombers game coming up this weekend or whatever the event may be. Or maybe just come to town and enjoy the evening at one of the local hangouts.
Exactly. I mean, we know tourism does affect our hotels, but it's not just hotels. It's not just heads and beds. It is economic development. These visitors, whether they're spending the night at your house or at one of our area hotels, they're still eating in our restaurants and shopping in our shops and spending money in our community that helps us all as residents save on our property taxes.
So again, you have an opportunity to see what's available, get yourself really reminded, perhaps introduced to something you didn't know existed around here. And again, that's what, a week from Friday, I guess it is?
It's Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Week from Thursday. Mm-hmm. Again, the 9th from 5 to 7 at Wolfpen Creek. All right, on to the hospitality celebration. I know that you all were seeking nominees and now we're going to hear in a couple of weeks who the winners are.
We are no longer accepting nominations. That is a hospitality celebration is a luncheon that's held at Christopher's World Grill. We do sell tickets for that. It is May the 15th from 11:30 to 1:30. It's a time for us to show our appreciation to all of our partners in the hospitality industry and at the same time honor our hometown heroes who have gone out of their way to help make Bryan College Station a great destination for visitors.
And how does one get a ticket?
Contact us at our office, 260-9898, or visit aggieland.com.
All right, the Tourism Savings Showdown.
And this is the second or third year we've done this, and it is a great way, and it's kind of like Supermarket Sweep, if you've ever seen that show. It will be between Mayor Barry and Mayor Bienski. It is at the HEB at Tejas Center location this year. HEB has been a sponsor for us for the past 3 years, and it starts at 10 a.m. It is open to the public to come out and watch. It is really fun. It's just a great visual image to see. We know that residents in the state of Texas, each household saves approximately $800 in property taxes over the course of a year because of tourism to our state. And we know our community is no different than the rest of the state. And so what we do is we challenge the mayors to fill their shopping carts with as close to what they think $800 in groceries would be, so that we can see visually how much each household saves. And so then the one that gets closest wins bragging rights. The city of Bryan has won for the past 2 years, so we hope Mayor Barry's ready for her game. And then we donate all of the food from both carts to the Brazos Food Bank.
Very good. And then we have the Be a Tourist in Your Own Backyard. Again, back what I said a moment ago.
Yeah, exactly. And this is the last week of May, May 26th through June the 1st. And this is kind of our way to kind of wrap it all up. And so you may have participated in the community celebration. You may have come out to see the Tourism Showdown, whatever. All of the participants that have helped us with all of these other events are donating a buy one, get one free, or a discount or a free entry into their attraction. But it's a way for you can pick up a coupon booklet, and that will allow you and your family to get out and experience some of these facilities and restaurants and attractions that we have, so that then you can help be our ambassador and promote it.